弟兄姐妹们平安。
Sister brothers and
sisters. 我们看到也听到大家唱的声音非常大，晋升晋升啊，最后一节总是摸着我的心呐、啊，说我们做基督徒不是停留那里做 baby。
Every time I heard the brother and sister sing this loudly, that deeper and deeper, my heart was greatly touched because as a Christian, we shouldn't remain in the steps of a baby.
我们上第四节这边讲，在说晋升啊晋升，每日活在主里面，直到战争过，靠主得胜，长成基督的形象。
As standard for here, deeper, higher, every day in Jesus, till all conflicts pass, finds me conqueror and in his own image, perfected at last.
愿我们在新的一年开始的时候，我们要有这样的心智来追求，在主耶稣基督里面那种丰富生命来长进，学像他。
May we all have such a heart in the beginning of the year to pursue the richness in Christ.
让我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
天父，我们谢谢你给我们这样子的机会，来进到你的殿中来敬拜，来向你感谢。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you to give us this opportunity to enter your holy temple to worship you and praise you.
因为耶稣基督为我们的罪替我们死，而且三日复活。经过他的身体替我们开了一条又新又活的道路，直到圣所里。
Because Christ Jesus died for our sin and resurrected 3 days after and opened a new and living way through his body so we can come before you.
主，感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you.
因着你的爱把我们带到你父神的至圣所里面来敬拜。
You brought us into the Holy of Holies because of your love.
因着你这样子，我们必须在你面前俯伏的向你说：“主啊，我谢谢你，因为你救了我。”
We should bow down before you and give thanks to you, Lord. Thank you for you have saved us.
让我们因着你的话，我们有更多的追求。
Let us pursue you more because of your own words.
我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为在今年我们开始的时候，就是要学像你自己。
In the beginning of the year, let us have a heart to be more like you.
而且在你里面生根建造。
And to be rooted in you and grow.
自己长有满有基督的形象。
To be full of your own image.
让我们整个教会能够显出是基督的身体来荣耀你。
And your body can be revealed in this entire church.
谢谢你帮助孩子在你面前那个长进恐惧。借着恩膏述说你自己的话。
Thanks, Lord, that you help me that I can before you to prepare your words.
谢谢你垂听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening our prayers.
我们将这祷告感谢奉耶稣基督圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我们看一看今年，这已经是从去年开始的时候，弟兄已经讲过两次，我们把它带到新约教会里面，我们再从主耶稣基督的言行四福音参照来带我们。但是我们的主题里面，我们是看到是用哥罗西书二章六到第十节。
Let me remind brothers and sisters, this is the theme of the year, theme verse of the year, Colossians chapter 2 verse 6 to 10.
我们一起用中英文来念好不好？我们一起来，来。
Reading Chinese or English together. Therefore, if you have received Christ Jesus, Lord, so walk in Him, having been firmly rooted and now being built up in Him and established in your faith, just as you were instructed and obeyed with.
Next page. 对对对 Okay.我想如果有这个信息传达的时候，我们最基本的说在这里说要在什么，在基督耶稣里面靠他而行，在里面生根建造，信心坚固，就这样子。
We should be walk in him, Christ Jesus our Lord, having been firmly rooted and now being built up in him and established.
好像底下还有一个是说，我们说你们要谨慎啊，恐怕有人用他的理学和虚空的妄语，不造就基督，乃是造人间的遗传和世上的一切小学，把你们掳去。的英文讲吧。
See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principle of the world, rather than according to Christ.
因为神本性一切的丰盛都在他都有形有体的居住在基督里面。你们在他里面也得了丰盛，他是各位神者的元首。
For in him all the fullness of the deity dwells in bodily form, and in him you have been made complete, and he is the head over all rule and authority.
所以主他自己成了我们教会的元首，我们一切所学习的是以他的榜样为榜样。
So the Lord has been become the head of the church, and everything we do is following his example.
既然我们要学习他，那他出来传道的时候，要叫我们基督徒怎么样能够进到他的国里面去呢？
If we want to learn Jesus, let us look how Jesus taught his disciples when he first came out to serve.
所以我就用主耶稣出来传福音的时候说，天国近了，你们要悔改信福音。
So I want to remind brothers and sisters when our Lord first came out to preach, he said, the kingdom of heaven is near. Repent.
而且他医病赶鬼，吸引许多的人去跟随他。
And he healed the sick and drive out demons, and a lot of people repented.
所以他在加利利，在叙利亚，而且靠着耶路撒冷、约旦河以外，有那么多的人跟着他来了。
So many followers in Galilee, Jerusalem, and the land of Jordan.
主耶稣要说到今天来布道，我们也去了。
And if the Lord came to preach today, we'll all follow him.
耶稣看见许多的人，就上了山，已经坐下，他就坐下，门徒就当跟前来，他开始教导。
In Matthew chapter 5, verse 1 says,Now, when he saw the crowds, he went up on the mountain and sat down. His disciples came to him.
我们今天，你看我的节目单里面，我就写着说，门徒进入神国的操练。
Actually, today in a bulletin, the title says, Disciples training for entering the kingdom of God.
主耶稣要讲到天国的事情的时候，他就宣告一个神国里面他自己照着马太福音来说，他是做王的弥赛亚。
Our Lord proclaimed the reality of the kingdom of heaven, so he announced that proclaimed that he is the king.
所以他宣告的时候，要我们基督徒要做成怎么样的一个性格来跟随他。
He proclaimed that what kind of character that the disciples should possess to follow him.
我在这里讲的时候就说，你就是主耶稣说你他来的时候就是神的国降临到你们当中了。
When our Lord came to this earth, that the kingdom of heaven has descended to this earth.
神的国就是神自己掌权的地方。
And the kingdom of God is where God reigns.
那耶稣说，门徒问他说，那神的国在哪里啊？
The disciples asked the Lord that where is the kingdom of God?
主耶稣说，神的国不在这里，也不在那里。
And Jesus said, it's not here or there.
我问你们在哪里？
Where it is?
耶稣讲说，神的国就在你的心里面，就在你里面，就在你们当中。
And Jesus said that the kingdom of God is in your heart, is among you.
既然神的国在我们当中，也是说你接受耶稣基督的时候，耶稣基督就成为你心中的王，他在那里掌权来管理我们。
As the kingdom of God is among us, As we receive Him, our God reigns in our hearts.
所以在这里的时候，其实他讲到福的时候，你们要是要进神的国的时候，你们就是一般有福气的人了。
And here mentioned the eight blessings that you are blessed when entering the kingdom of God.
我们中国人对福这个字很有意思。
And actually, it's an interesting topic for Chinese to hear this word, blessing.
中国人过年的时候写一个福，是这样的。
And in Chinese New Year, Chinese they often have this handwriting of this character.
这个跟圣经的教训奇怪，我们中国人是东方的犹太人呢。
It's kind of interesting that Chinese is almost like the Jews in the Eastern.
福的这一边是神字。
And on the left side of this character, it's the revelation of God.
这边是一家一口跟那一副田，你就活着跟神在一起了。
And the right part of the character includes some element of one and a mouth and a field.
中国人迷信啊，贴到门口的时候把它倒过来。
And there's some superstition that they hand this character upside down.
说福到了，福你倒过来，福到了。
And they want to use some phonetic sound that's the same as a coming. So they want to use this image to share the message of that the blessing is coming.
所以耶稣就告诉他们，如果你们信神的人就是有福气的人。
And Jesus told them, blessed are the ones who believe.
神他就宣告的时候没有什么解释，就很短了。就像他宣告的时候，你们去宣告手举起来的时候，我要参加你们的宣告进入美国国籍的时候，底下巴拉巴拉就讲几个字。
There's not much explanation there. Jesus just simply proclaimed the truth.
我读了再读八福里面的话，当然是一个性格的操练中心。你有这个性格，不是说哦，你某某人很好了，你进来。不，你进神国的时候，神要借着这个福气来临给你。
And when I read these eight blessings, obviously they are the building of a character. So when we enter in the kingdom of God, it's just not just simply come in. It's a building of our characters and to be blessed.
第一个就是虚心的人有福了，天国是他们的。
And first, it's blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
虚心的人的话，上一次我们马弟兄来的时候是说，那个虚心就是讲你在灵命里面非常的贫穷。
And remember last time when Brother Ma came here, he shared that this word, Chinese word, 虚心 means poor in spirit.
穷到像拿撒路一样的那个，在你在跟富人面前去求啊。那个要他给我一点点饼吃的那个样。
And how poor this word poor means? It's like a beggar, like Lazarus, came before the rich man and asked for some crumbs.
一个没有信主的人，没有神的人，他在灵里面非常的穷。
Before one believed, he was very poor in spirit.
所以他在那边主耶稣宣告的时候，虚心就说你在灵里面非常贫穷的人，你有福了，如果你接受主。
And so if you receive the Lord, you are blessed.
这个国就是属于你了。
And the kingdom is yours.
第二个是心里哀动啊，哀，这个哀哭的人的话，
blessed are the who mourn.
要得到安慰。
Because they will be comforted.
主，我们在主的面前的时候，我们有许多的罪，我们自己忧伤痛悔。
And many times that we are sorrow for our sins.
而且如果你已经信主的人，你为着这世界，你会那里忧伤，怎么去拯救这些的人？
And you have sorrow for this world. How to save this world?
你要是有这样子的心，神要安慰你。
And if you have such a heart, God will comfort you.
因为忧伤痛悔的灵，神不轻看。
Because God will not look down the heart. That are sorrowful.
这个是我们初步进来了。
So here's as of an entrance.
是什么福气会临到？有一个，这个就是这个一个牧师就讲了这个一个见证。
It was a testimony.
他去开布道会的时候的第二天晚上，一个女士来见他。
He went to a gospel preach gospel, and second night, a lady came to see him.
我一定要见这位牧师，我要跟他讲话。
And the lady wanted to see the pastor and insisted she must see him.
这个讲员就没有聚会以前，他们已经在里面聚集的时候就开始出来见他。
And the speaker came out to see her.
但是有什么事情吗？
And he asked, anything I can do for you?
他说，牧师啊，我谢谢你，你第一天布道会的时候，你把福音说耶稣基督爱所有的人。
She said that, Pastor, I thank you. Last night you shared that Jesus loved everyone.
你要是信靠他，他要祝福你。
Everyone who believes will be blessed.
我接受了。
I received.
我祷告了。
And I prayed.
我认他为主。
And I received him as Lord.
我今天心中满了喜乐跟平安跟你讲。
And today my heart was filled with peace and joy.
两年前。
I told you that 2 years ago.
我从香港移民到这里来。
I immigrated from Hong Kong.
所有的财产变卖以后我都带来了。
I sold all the possessions and came to the United States.
我投资跟朋友一起做生意。
And I invested in some business.
这个投资全部亏本了。
And, actually, I had a huge loss.
我还有孩子。
And I have children.
孩子有两个，我这个生活怎么过？
And, my life fell into some difficulties.
这个，他说我从那一刻开始，头发就慢慢变白了，而且失眠，不能睡觉。
And said, from that time that, my hair, turned white, and I cannot sleep well.
必须要用安眠药。
I have to use medicine
才能睡得好
to be able to sleep well.
但是我信耶稣以后，那个晚上我回去，我祷告的时候，我就非常喜乐，平安的就睡着，连安眠药都不要用。
But the night I believed Jesus, I was after I prayed, I have so much peace and joy that I don't need the medicine.
神最大的这个福气就是给你有平安。
The greatest blessing is the peace and joy.
烦劳苦担重担的人，你可以到这里来。
All those heavily burdened, come before me.
我等叫你得安息。
And you will have rest.
最大的喜乐人生，就是你在这世上能享受在耶稣基督的安息，里面的环境达不到你。
And the greatest blessing in this world that you can enjoy the rest in Christ Jesus.
我们进去了这个地方，门一进去，有的人不是这样子分。我喜欢我进去的时候，温柔的人，你要承受地图啊。
And the next step, even though someone don't look at it that way, I think it's the meek inherit the earth.
这个地图的话，就好像迦南的地，你得到了，你进去了。
It's just like the land of Canaan. When you enter, and you will inherit.
这个温柔是最难做的一件事情。
It's so hard to be meek.
这是一个生命长进中间的一个流露爱主的心。
It is a manifest of your life, of your love of the Lord.
他就像主耶稣说的，他的性格，我的心里柔和谦卑。
And just like our Lord said, his heart is meek and humble.
能够对所有的人有这个同情的心出来，跟这个底下的这个怜悯的人有一样的。
And he has compassion for everyone around him. Just like the next few steps mentioned the merciful.
在下来的时候他说饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为你便得着饱足。
And then blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
再下来的话就是怜悯的人有福了，因为你得了怜悯。
And then blessed are the merciful because they shall have shown mercy.
所以慢慢的这些生命中间从这里长出来，我们得到的时候，你会看到我们一步一步的长进吗？
So along the way, you can see the growth of the life.
这个怜悯的人的话，这个地方的话，我们特别感觉的。我这个经历过了。我刚刚我听到冯博士见证也是一样的。我们信主以后，生命改变的时候，我们心情也改变了，比较柔和。
And I experienced that and I heard the testimony of Pastor Fung that after we believed that our attitude, our heart
changed.
And the hunger and thirst to the Lord will grow.
读经祷告。
Read the scripture and pray.
参加特别聚会。
And go to all the special meetings.
我对书都是追求这些方面，就读的知识或者是怎么样把自己装备更好的。
For my experience, that we pursued the more the knowledge of the Lord.
主要是说，你如果 hunger 了，你大大张口，他要充满我。
And the Lord said that if you really hunger, open your mouth wide, and it will be filled full.
怜悯的人的心怀，只有主自己的性格中间最大的。你这些做完的时候，你就发现这些性格只有在耶稣基督里可以找到。既然你找到他，他在你里面的时候，你也从里面慢慢的学像耶稣，磨成他的样式。
After you look at more, you look at it. All these characters can only be found in Christ Jesus, and you really found them. These characters will be manifested through you.
这个地方我在聚会中间听那个牧者就讲了，这个是我额外的话，但是很有意思。
I heard a pastor one time said.
他就举一个例，他就说，我的女儿要出嫁的时候。我有几个条件必须要有的。
He one time said that my daughter get married, I have several principles.
第一，他是一个不自私的人。
First, a man shouldn't be a selfish man.
第二，他讲话是算数的，不能讲这边的话，回转过来马上又讲别的话。
And the second, this man shouldn't have two tongues.
第三个。他说他对小动物又有怜悯的心，不能乱打乱踢的。
And thirdly, that man should be merciful to little animals.
这个是一个怜悯。如果你没有这个性格的话，我女儿不嫁给你。
If you don't have such a character, I wouldn't marry my daughter to you.
我的比较简单，第一个要爱主，他是一个爱主的人。
The minds are simpler. First, need to love the Lord.
第二个，这个人要爱你。
And the second, that man will love you.
第三个，你们两个人要同心建立基督化家庭。
And certainly that this, you two need to have the same heart to build a Christian family.
我没有偏见服侍。Color doesn't matter. You can.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't hear. That's okay. 到这个地方呢，清心的人要见主的，要看见神。清心的人在这里的话，应该是一个在。领受上面你认识神了以后，你对他的心是一个简单的，非常的单纯的，你的心是向着我们的主。
And number six says, blessed are the pure in heart, because they will see God. And those pure in heart, their hearts are very simple toward the Lord.
这个的话就是你在你自己生活灵修中间的时候，当你清心的时候，你在神面前，在他的话语里面去认识那两个字，你就能够看见神与你的同在。
And in your life, in your quiet time, and pursue to know, understand these words more, and you will see God.
Yeah, 这个我自己有个经历，在我追求里面的时候，我碰到一个老姊妹，她就是这样子的清心。
I met such a pure sister before.
她到我们家来住的时候，我学了很多。
I learned a lot when she stayed at my home for a few days.
一个人的话，你不是信耶稣，或者说是一个宗教。
If believing Jesus is only a religion to you,
他说是一个生命，耶稣的生命进到你里面。
To us, it is not so. It's really a life came into you.
你怎么见他？
How can you see him?
就是读经的时候，在话里面。祷告的时候，一个沟通的时候，你见到了。
By reading the scripture and by prayer, and meet him through his words.
又有个启示，就祷告，用神所启示的灵来与神交通的时候，你看。
By that spirit of revelation that you can understand God.
他从比较极端的宗教里面出来。
She went out from some kind of extreme religion.
以后就参加一个属灵这个运动很大里面的灵恩里面去。
And then enter another big movement of the spiritual gifts.
可以说家都不要了，背锅卷一下，跟他们一起团体生活。
And they forsake all their home and possessions and follow the leader.
这个是一个追求的，你得满足那个，好像说有这个 这个感觉上的这种喜乐。
They pursued the satisfaction of their emotions.
最后的追求里面，他说必须要回到神自己里面。
But finally, she realized that she needs to come back to the Lord.
我们是信耶稣基督，他是生命主的时候，你在他里面才有喜乐进行。
If you truly believe that Jesus is the Lord of your life, then you can truly have this peace and joy.
我们对子女的管教也是这样。
And many times it seems so.
物质的丰富不能叫
children.
你的子女有非常好的性格。
And if you only have the richness, the earthly stuff, it cannot just make your children be well disciplined.
所以他就是在这种生活情况中间归回的时候。我看着他每早晨祷告读经读到喜乐的时候圣灵充满他他会哈哈哈哈笑
and in the morning I observed the old sister in the morning when she prayed and she so enjoyed it and actually she will laugh and smile
我也就某些的姊妹或者什么她要听了这些祷告的中间或者与神沟通她会哭泣
and when she prayed for some sisters she will burst into tears.
我相信这是指神喜悦的人，这是生命属有交流的人。
And I believe that sister is pleasant, look in the eyes of the Lord.
他到美国来什么都没有，他说很感谢神的、啊，我没有工作，我得到这个美国政府的救济、啊、我还会赚美金。
And when she came to the United States, she don't have a job, but. She gets some government aid.
把所有收入的
So whatever her income is.
全部奉献给需要的那个。
She always just offer them to the one who was in need.
张弟兄，我没有留下东西给我们的家。
She said that she didn't leave anything for her own family.
我只能把我的信仰留给你们。
She said she was left.Her face to them.
张弟兄，我就把这一个地方把它宽一个神的话，也是众弟兄他们过去追求的灵命里面那个真实的性质给你看。你要学做人哦。
And she framed some words as that's what her and many brothers she pursued.
神注重我们所事，我这个人是什么人？过于。我们所做的事情。
God focuses on who we are more than what we do.
真实的工作乃是生命的流露。
And the true service is the manifestation of life.
算得数的侍奉总是基督在你里面活出来。
The counted service is Christ lived out of your life.
将自己献给神不是为神做工。
And to devote yourself to the Lord is not just Work.
乃是献给神，让神来做工在你里面。
Is to devote yourself that God can start His work on you.
凡是不让神做工的，坐在你里面，你就不能为神做工。这是他送给我的。
For those who haven't allowed the Lord to work on him, they couldn't work for the Lord. That's this elder sister's gift to me.
就是倾心爱主的人，他是主这样子去亲近的人。
I can testify for such a pure sister.
死人活墓的人必称为神的人，不是成为，而是称为你要称为神的儿女。
Blessed are the peacemakers because they shall be called children of God.
礼拜一是很我们要放假了，有的不放假，这政府机构一定放假。
And Monday, some of us will may have a holiday, but it's only for government.
It 就是一个 Reverend.Martin Luther King
是马丁路德金子
他这个人学了以后他就知道在基督里面不是用 violence 来叫人家顺服彼此和睦同居
and after he learned from Christ that he know that the harmony is not came through violence
所以他是 non-violent movement
所以他有一个非暴力的运动
和平的运动，
和平的运动。
他是黑人
，He's a black man。
那时候因为黑白中间冲突很大
，Because At his time, there was so much conflict between white and black.
他最出名的一个言论就是讲说, I have a dream, 我一个梦。
He had a famous speech, 说我有一个梦想。
在华盛顿那个大尖塔中间, 几万人啊, 在那边宣告。
He proclaimed before tens of thousands of people.
我这个梦就是在我的下一代中间, 我们不是因着肤色的不同, 我们要有个和谐, 和平同, 一起生活的百姓。
My dream is our next generation will never be separated by colors again. They will live in harmony together.
这是我们最需要的一个生活见证。
This is a testimony that we need.
基督的灵在我们中间的时候, 你进神国的, 就是一个和平, 做和平的市长。
The spirit of Christ came into us, that's the spirit of peace.
这个就是说主耶稣已经做成了, 因他所做的, 所流的, 在十字架上所流的血, 又就成为了我们和平的凭据。
This is what the Lord has already accomplished. Because of the blood he has shed on the cross, accomplished the peace between us.
虽然仇恨把他射死了,
even he was murdered through the hatred of some people.
他的话还在那里向着我们众人说话。
But his words remain and still testifies for us.
你看我们的长进，这个一个一个下来, 这里进来一直到这里, 神国的儿女, 到最后唯一受逼迫的人, 天国是你。 我们生命的晋升的深度的时候，你能够为这些事情付出你的代价。
And we watch through all these steps and come to this one. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
这个是围着义，围着主，围着他的名。
Those who are persecuted for the righteousness, for the Lord, and for His name.
我们这些过去的圣徒底下就讲，他们以前所做的都是这样子，他们的血，他们的泪，成了我们的见证。
There were so many saints in throughout history that has testified that way.
这些人的话，怎么会在患难中间仍然有喜乐呢？
Why they still had a great joy within all kinds of persecution and tribulation.
保罗受到最大的困难的时候，坐在监狱的时候，监狱成为他的荣耀的宝座。
And Paul testified that in his most difficult times, even in jail, it seems to become a palace. There's a throne there for him.
在那边唱诗赞美主。
And then he prayed and sang.
在艰难的中间，他写着监狱书信四本书，是从哪里出来的？
In such a difficulty, he wrote four episodes, letters.
以弗所书,
Ephesians,
菲律比书,
Philippines,
哥罗西书,
Colossians,
菲利门书,
and Philemon.
生命宗教里面的他这种敬拜神的最高的金座都在那边。
And you can see so many testimony and work out of him.
我想把这些讲出来，就是我们看我们自己的品格。 在受患难的中间还有喜乐的，他是这样子的彰显。
I want to share such a character that will manifest joy through tribulation.
这个就是从心里面做的。
This is from their heart.
所以保罗说，我以基督的心为心，你们要效法我。
And so Paul said that I have the mind of Christ and follow after me.
我才能够体贴主耶稣的心呢。
So that you can mind Christ's mind.
这个是我最难的，我自己准备讲单的时候，这个要特很大的时间，我还是简单的把它讲过来了。
It was so hard for me too, as I prepare for this message.
你如果有了这个，神的祝福到了你了。
And if you truly possess this, you'll be greatly blessed.
都叫说这好难哦。
And you may say it is so hard.
但是这个也是我也是说很难。
So hard for me too.
但是神给我们预备了一个方法。But God
has His provision for us.
我们看底下的时候，这就是当你信主以后，圣灵的工作就在信道里面来，他能够帮助我们有这样子的性格出来。And after
we believe, the work of the Holy Spirit starts within us.
保罗跟这些 加拉太教会里面讲说，你们既然因着神的灵进到主的恩典，你不要再靠肉体了，你要靠圣灵来帮助你成就救恩的事情。
And Paul said to the Galatians saints that as you entered into the grace of God through the Holy Spirit, do not seek growth by yourself.
保罗说，我这个瓦器我不配人，但是有神给我里面有个宝贝，就是圣灵。
And Paul said, I'm an unworthy vessel, but I have a treasure in me.
圣灵所显出来的果子有九样。
And the fruit of the Spirit has nine manifestations.
它 跟刚刚我们的品格里面蛮像的，是不是？
It's similar to the characters.
我们来念念，开始之后第一个是什么？仁爱、
love、
喜乐、
joy、
和平、
peace、
仁爱、
patience、
恩慈、
kindness、
良善、
goodness、
信实、
faithfulness、
温柔，在这里了。
gentleness、
哦呦，好高，以后就是在这里是什么？节制、
self-control。
这个是我们自己得了喜乐，一进来圣灵的品质，我们里面得救的时候喜乐的不得了。这个下来了，你讲。
When we first believe that we have received the love of God and we have such a great joy.
这个你对别人的时候，你有这个忍耐的恩慈，很好，良善。
And toward others, we have started to possess this patience, kindness, and goodness.
这个就是我们与人与神中间显明我们的性格出来。
And then it's the manifestation of our characters through our relation toward God and man.
所以我们有了这个宝贝里面，我们可以行得出来。
So if we have such a treasure in us, we can manifest.
保罗是不是说我全部已经得到了？
Paul said, I don't consider I have gained them all.
我乃是那个努力的在那追求，像主一样的。
But I will push forward.
约翰说他要增加，他在我里面要增加。
So he will increase in me.
我自己这个人要减少。
And I will decrease.
这样子显出基督的生命就出来了。
And so that the life of Christ can be manifested.
如果你有节目单，你现在看出来，主耶稣下面就这下说，光光有理论不行，你要做两件，这是基督通告我们信徒中间，你必须有一个显明的生命出来，你要做盐，你要做光。
And it's written in this bulletin, if you look at it, that it's not just hear these sayings, you need to be.The salt and be the light.
因为时间关系，我就不能深入。我只能说，做盐的话，就是你里面的基督徒的品性会显露出来。
And because of time limitation, I can't mention too much. But to be salt is the manifestation of your character.
你进到哪个地方去，你哪个地方就觉得这个很和谐，非常温暖，非常喜乐。
No matter where you enter, there's harmony in there.
如果你没有基督的性格在里面。
You don't have the character of Christ.
你写不出你是个基督徒。
You cannot manifest that you are a Christian.
我们最怕别人说你这个基督徒还不如一个不信的人。
Our greatest fear is that someone said, you call a Christian, but you are not as good as a non-Christian.
这个就像盐一样没有味道的基督徒，没有味道的基督徒。
It's just like the salt lost its taste.
人家会把你践踏的。
And people will trample on you.
耶稣说你是世上的光。
And Christ said, Jesus said, you are the light of the world.
这个很重要的一个是个地位 position.
It's very important. It's a position.
你要照亮别人，把人引到从黑暗里面出来，进到光明里面。
Your light should shine before man so that you can let him from darkness into the light.
他底下就讲，耶稣就讲
the light.
光的话要是在尘殿上面呢，这不能掩盖的。
And Jesus said that if the city built on the mountain cannot be hid.
你点灯在家里面要放在灯斗上面。
And if you have light, the lamp should be, the light should be preserved in the bow, that can shed the light of the entire family.
也照亮你邻居啊。
And your neighbors as well.
我爸爸过年的时候，就我们电灯还没有来的时候，他有一种很奇怪的气，打了以后里面有个泡，一打油打完以后点一下，砰，等一下你又打。但是很亮很亮。
I remember that when I was little, that before there was an electric bulb, and there was some kind of a lamp that just by burning some oil.
And you pump oil,
it's very light.
Bright.
And it was handed over the entrance of my family, my house. If we put it under, and you lost the reality of being a disciple. The light of life shines from Jesus to me, and we just reflect that light. Thank the Lord.
我们有这样子的门徒训练, 从这个开始进门以后, 生命改变以后出去照耀的时候, 我们能够把人引导是基督的面前。
We had such a discipleship training, and following all the steps and possess all these characters, we can attract people to the Lord.
我们看到底下的时候, 主耶稣这里讲得很严肃, 我来是成就律法, 底下一个焦点里面。
And Jesus said seriously that I come to fulfill the Lord.
因为他来的时候就是跟这些法利赛的这一党人的一个挑战。
Because he came and confronted the Pharisees and those kind of people.
所以他这一边说, 我讲的话, 如果跟我所行的不对, 我不能做你们的老师, 我这个自己是在里面采摩。
And if what Jesus preached is not in harmony with what he does, he cannot be the teacher.
他说, 他们坐在摩西的关税上面把神的话传给你们, 你们要听,
and,
圣经你们要听。
He said the Pharisees are sitting in the seat of Moses and teach you the law of God. You need to listen.
但是他们不能做,
but they cannot do it themselves.
没有办法勾起来, 太重的律法的东西他行不出来。
And it's just like use your little finger. You cannot lift a heavy stuff.
所以主耶稣的做法是从心里面做出来, 要超越过他们法利赛的门徒。
What Jesus asked is to do it from within your own heart and surpass the righteousness of Pharisees.
你不是说不能杀人吗? 那个十诫里面不能杀人?
And some says do not kill.
主耶稣的要求说, 如果你恨你的弟兄, 你就是杀人, 心里面出来,
Jesus said, if you hate your brothers, you commit murder in your heart.
如果你是说要与人奸淫的时候, 在行为上才是奸淫, 如果你看到一个女人动了淫念里面有念, 你就是与她一起犯罪。
You heard that do not commit adultery, but you, if you see that anyone looks at a woman and lustfully, already committed adultery with her in heart.
所以主耶稣就讲到说，以后的话，你看到马太福音五大讲里面，慢慢的他会显出来，他如何成就律法，就是上十字架。
And we know that Jesus have five sections of teachings in the book in the Gospel of Matthew, and you can see all these lessons that how to have this discipleship.
16章。 20章, 22章,
and chapter 16, 20, and 22, three times Jesus said, I will went up to Jerusalem. I will go up to Jerusalem.
律法里面说, 你有罪就是死。
And what the law requires that those who have sinned should be put to death.
律法上说, 若不流血, 罪不能赦免。
And the law says that without blood, sin cannot be forgiven.
主自己来说, 我就是那个羔羊, 约翰说, 神的羔羊除罪, 他要上去, 他就是完成神的旨意。
Jesus came and he is the Lamb, and just like the testimony of John, that behold the Lamb of God taking away the sins of this world.
所以主救了我们在这里面, 成了一个恩典, 是白白的给我们。
So it's a free grace, it's a grace give us freely.
不需要像犹太人的话, 要守那么律法, 各种的严格把你滞辖在那里。
It's not like the Jews that they need to follow all kinds of the laws.
你只要呼求主名,
just proclaim the name of the Lord.
信他是神的儿子,
believe that he is the Son of God.
口里承认他是主,
and accept him is the Lord.
心里相信他从死里复活,
and believe that he has resurrected from death in your heart, and you will be saved.
保罗信的律法里面有很多东西要做了，还要是罪，还要受隔离。以后这个隔离的话不隔离，不重要，最重要你心里面要受隔离啊。
before Paul was saved, he believed that he needed to fulfill so many requirements of the law.
好，我们现在看第二点，时间关系，我们就到底下。主完成了，就是因着这样子的，我们才能够做一个自由释放的基督徒信仰。
And we need to look at the second point because of that, you can be truly relieved.
进入神国之道是普世性的。
And the second part says it's a message to all the people.
这里面有句话，因为陈弟兄上一次也来讲了，马弟兄也来说说。马太福音最难解的这些东西，我也是说最难解，因为去年的时候我都已经有这个心理上的准备，主，我要好好的追求这本书。
And as Brother Chen and Mara both mentioned that maybe the gospel message is the most difficult to understand.
他这里就讲了说了，你们要完全像你天父完全的一样。
Verse 48 says, be perfect as Heavenly Father is perfect.
我们怎么能够像上帝一样啊?
How can we be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect?
所以要看上下文。
So you need to look at the context.
他上面的话他就跟我们解释着说了，你这个的话如何像我们要像他像天父完全的一样呢？
And if we look at the verse, the context of verse 48.
我们看看这个从44节那边开始，马太福音第五章的后面说。
Matthew 5:44。
你们不是经上叫说爱你的邻舍，恨你的仇敌。
And it's recorded that love your enemy and hate your love your neighbor and hate your enemy. Sorry.
44节，我只是告诉你们，你要爱你的仇敌，为逼迫你的人祷告。
But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
这样做你就可做天父的儿子。
That you may be sons of your Father in heaven.
神的太阳里照个好人也照歹人。
Because he causes his sun to rise to the evil and the good.
他照降雨给好人给歹的人。
And he sends rains on the righteous and the unrighteous.
到底下讲到最后的时候，就说你过你没有像天父完全是一个 perfect， 你的 mature 里面你可以达到这种，他的要求是什么？扩大的心胸啊！因为还有一批的人，犹太人他不喜欢这些罪人的，他没有神的恩典要到这一批的人。
And here's more that you need to open your heart because we know among the Jews there are.So many of them don't like the Gentiles.
我们看到底下的话，主有解释的时候，就是说这些的人，不光说你爱人的时候，只是爱你，单单爱你的亲戚，什么东西，你要爱那些不可爱的。
So not only you should love those who love you like your relatives, you should love those unlovely.
那些法利赛人或者是那些有钱有势的还不是这样子做吗？
And because even the if you only love the one who love you, those Pharisees and those
rich 你爱
are, they're doing that.
来的是不可爱的人，就是让他们爱的时候感觉有人关心他，像天父一样的关心他。
And they love those unlovely so that they can feel that our Heavenly Father loves them.
这个话在这几段几节简单的里面能够叫一个六四出来心怀怀恨祖国这样子不好的人 people 年轻有民族主义的人，他改变他那个爱仇敌为仇敌祷告，就是这个袁志林弟兄。
We heard the testimony of our brother Yuan. He was, came from China after the July 4th massacre and he's full of hatredbecause feel like discarded by his country, but he was converted after hearing these messages.
听见他的见证的时候，这个人才是一个真正耶稣基督的门徒。
When I heard his testimony, I felt like he's a true disciple of Jesus.
他就见证说，上帝是这样有情的爱我们。
He testified that Heavenly Father loved us so much.
叫我们为仇敌祷告。
That he asked us to pray for our enemies.
为好人也会坏人。
For the good and for the evil.
我信
了。I believe.
从此他做一个基督徒。
And from then, he became a Christian.
你能够饶恕别人。
You can forgive others.
别人也饶恕你。
And the others will forgive you.
你可以回去。
And you can come back.
为这些做对的人，你的对头来向他们诉说神的慈爱。
And share gospel to the one who has persecuted you.
神要用我们这些真正做基督徒的人。
God will use us who are true disciples, true Christians.
那个饶恕是不可爱的。
That we can forgive those unlovely.
饶恕你的太太丈夫。
And forgive your husband or wife,
我太太
or your wife.
我承认我不对我。
And I will admit my sin.
如果你不饶恕这些天父，不饶恕你。
I was against my wife. If you don't forgive others, our heavenly Father will not forgive you.
弟兄姐妹们饶恕。
The forgiveness between brothers and sisters.
我们公民里面饶恕。
And the forgiveness in between.
这叫做社会的和谐，世界的和谐。
Yeah, between the citizens, this is accomplish the harmony in the society.
所以这里感动了一个很大的一个大君王的这个法国的拿破仑。
And a king in France, Napoleon, he was greatly touched.
他被关在小岛的时候
he was in jail in that little island.
有一天看到一个油画上面耶稣基督钉十字架。
He saw a painting that Christ Jesus nailed on the cross.
他自己在里面默想的时候
He was pondering.
这一位耶稣
This Christ.
他没有发一枪一炮
He don't have any bullet or shoot any cannons.
他就用他的爱
just because of his love,
征服的世界的人
through his love, he overcome
全世界的人都知道耶稣基督的爱
and the entire world knows the love of Christ Jesus.
为了耶稣基督传福音舍命
and so many who are willing to lay down their lives for sharing gospel.
所以激励他回去看圣经
and he was.Encouraged to come back and read the Bible.
底下我很快的就讲到说，我们看到说进神国的人，我们必须要有考验跟果效出来。
And the part three says the trials and results of entering the kingdom of God.
这个进去的时候，神的国是窄路的，你要去寻找就神那个寻见。
And this is a narrow gate and a narrow path.
耶稣说有两条路，一条是窄路，一条是宽路。
There are two ways. One is a narrow one, and one is a wide one.
宽路是世界人喜欢走的，自由自在。我要做什么，我干，我自己走。
And the world likes to walk this the wide one.
那是到灭亡的路。
But that leads to destruction.
一条路是窄路。
And one is a narrow way.
十字架的道路。
The way of the cross.
一定要付上代价。
And we need to sacrifice.
照着主所做的这个救赎的工作，传扬他的时候，我们受逼迫。
And according to the Lord's work, when we proclaim Him, we'll be persecuted.
所以耶稣跟门徒说。
And so Jesus told His disciples.
天国是努力的人才能够进去的。
And only for the kingdom of heaven, only the forceful people will come in.
只有那个努力的人，那个解释是说用暴力哦，不是那个说要打打跳的。你要用那种的心态、性质的追的时候，你进去了。
And this world, this word literally means use violence.
底下的话很重要的一个是讲说，你们要只有第二点就叫遵行他的旨意的人才能够进去。
And then I said, only the one who does the will of my Father will come in.
如果你奉主的名说主啊主啊，我奉你的名传福音，主啊主啊，我奉你的名赶鬼，主啊主啊，我不是在这里跟你一起吃饭吗？或怎么样？主说我不认识你啊。
And many will say to me on that day that Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and in your name drive our demons and Before many miracles.
这个是一个非常重要的，我们做基督徒服事的里面的一个关节。
This is very important to understand here.
你只是奉一个耶稣基督的名，我是基督徒。
If you're only just in Jesus' name, say, I'm a Christian.
你在服事中间是要求我的利益。
And if you seek your own benefit.
你建造教会的时候，就好像建造世界上的公民林地。
And you kind of build up a church like an earthly organization.
不要这样子。
Don't be like that.
这个是世界上面你是可以这样的。
The world is after that example.
在教会里面。
In his church.
基督是我们的元首。
Christ is the head.
我们是他的身体。
We are his body.
我们所做的就是在主里面彼此配搭。
What we do is to coordinate with each other.
没有自己的要求。
We don't have our own requirement.
只有基督的显现。
Only the manifestation of Christ.
最后一点就说，主耶稣说，你们要做聪明的人呢。
And Jesus said, "Be wise."
怎么做呢
？How?
所以耶稣就是讲的，你们听了以后就去做的人，就是一个聪明的人。好像什么底下在讲
？And Jesus said, "Those who hear these words and put them into practice, you're a wise man."
你就好像一个聪明人，把这个房子盖在磐石，磐石就是主自己啊。
And it's like a wise man who built his house on the rock.
在上面生根建造。
And the rock is a Christ which we build ourselves upon.
所以当风雨来的时候
the rain comes down, the streams rose.
世界的潮流，世界的攻击，风雨打在你自己的身上的时候，你不会垮掉。
And the wind of this world blows and beat against that house, it wouldn't collapse.
底下一个是不是聪明的人，就是自己盖的。
And there was a foolish man.
你靠你自己做的，你自己的工程，草木和谐倒了，马上风吹一倒没有了。
The foolish man built his house on sand, and when the wind comes, the house will fall.
所以我们就做想，我们做的基督徒的话，经过基督学校里面，我们一个操练。等到彼得的老年的时候，他就告诉我们说，如果我们要与神的性情有份，做他的门徒的时候，你必须要经历在生命里面的操练，显出你是一个跟随他的门徒，而能够丰富的进到生活里面。
So as Peter, he went through the school of Christ, and in his later years.He manifested this life, and he has the following scene.
我们都是凭信心进的神国里头的。
We enter this kingdom of God through faith.
你必须有个行为出来。
You must also have this goodness.
显明光言的这种行为。
To manifest, you are the light.
你追求更多在基督里面的恩典和神的救赎计划，这是你知识上的长进。
You need to seek the grace of Christ.And the knowledge of the God's salvation.
你学习到有个节制。
And you learn self-control.
不用不骄不骄傲，用谦卑的心束你的腰。
And don't be pride and control your heart with humbleness.
你要忍耐。
And learn this perseverance.
遇到在这个能够胜过生活环境各方面。
That will overcome the difficulties of life and your situation.
你就开始学习到一个敬虔的态度。
And then comes to this attitude of godliness.
你能够敬畏神。
And you will fear the Lord.
尽心尽意尽力爱他。
And love the Lord with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind.
爱你的邻舍。
And love your neighbors.
为你的仇敌祷告。
And pray for your enemies.
你就能够 develop 到一个爱弟兄的心，这是心。
And then you will have this brotherly kindness.
以后你就能够爱众人，你的心就扩大了。
And then the love of all.
你就能够所蒙的恩召和选择坚定不移。你是蒙召被选择的，神用荣耀启示宣召我们做他门徒的。
And then it will make certain about his calling and choosing and never stumble.
最后我们一起来念，
Let's、
你我们就能够什么？丰丰富富的得以进入我主救主耶稣基督的国。 这个保罗啊，不是保彼得加上的，你要殷勤，不能懒散，不能懒散啊。神的国是要殷勤做的。
And Paul said, "Be diligent."
这是耶稣，我们自己的看见，求神帮助我们。
May Lord have mercy on us and help us.
我最后我自己也做了一个警惕。
And I alerted myself.
我就把这个写出来了。常常我出去，我在聚会中间问：“哎，你们在哪里聚会啊？”
And sometimes I asked, "Where you worship?"
我说我在堪城华人基督教会聚会。
I said I go to the Great Kansas City Chinese Christian Church.
有几个人知道我们教会是叫这个呢？请你举手。
How many of you know that that's the name of the church?
不多哦，很多很多很多。所以 the Greater Kansas City Chinese Christian Church， 我把它做一个 logo， 就是说我们进到神国的时候啊 ，God's Kingdom 或者是 Christ's Kingdom， 就是才啊 Christ's Kingdom， 底下有什么东西要求？
神的国度。
第一个，你必须有个。Compassion，
基督的怜悯。
C 三个 C 下来了，这个应该他抽说了。Compassion 对第一个，你有一个热爱主的心。我有最近我经过一个教会，他们要说你要爱基督是个激情的 passion， 爱耶稣基督。你如果没有爱耶稣到那个程度，你不会做什么。
And one time I went to a church that they're teaching that when you love the Lord, you do need to have this compassion.
第二个你要有个 commission，
第二个你就是要有个使命，
呀，使命出去最后一个你要有个 completion， 你要完成主给我们交托的使命。
Then you need to complete this commission。
主耶稣德国的时候回来的时候，他把国建立在地上的时候。他最后还要把国交给我们的神。
When the Lord received the kingdom, He will come back and entrust His kingdom to us.
我们聚会来的时候，不是说我们在这里聚会很好很好，我们有一个最大的一个使命是做耶稣基督的门徒。
When we come here, we're not just here sing some song and say everything's good.
不只是做这个信徒。
We need a great commission to be His disciples, not just a believer.
Update 上来。你在基督学校里面操练以后，你能够做门徒。
When we come to the school of Christ, we need to be disciples.
有个使命出去。
We had a commission to go out.
Bill Franken 来的时候讲那么长的一段事情，他只有个总结，就说我们要做牺牲的门徒训练组。
We heard the sharing of Brother Berkeley. He had such a long sharing. The theme is that we need to sacrifice ourselves and we need to reach out.
所以这一次说 The Greater Kansas City Chinese Christian Church 就是 remind 我以后是神的国度在我们当中的时候，我们要做一个非常激情的人 compassion， 像耶稣这样看到那些流浪的羊群的时候，他有个怜悯的心怀要去教。
So I'm trying to help myself remember these words. I put these down to have the Christ's compassion
commission.
And the commission
and then we 能够完成他的使命
And the completion.
我们谢谢神是这样子的，看重我们每一个人在操练基督学校里面做门徒。我们有这个心，在一年开始的时候，我们要做一个有福气的人。
Thank the Lord that it is important that we can be the true disciple of Christ.
不仅你得到福气了。
In the beginning of the year, let us not have this blessing.
也能把你的福气。传给别人，做一个别人祝福的人。
But we can also spread the blessing and let the Lord use us to bless others.
我不会做这些的字幕的东西啊。
I cannot build these PowerPoint by myself.
万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
But all things work together so that those who love the Lord can have the benefit.
我必须要说，这是卓勇跟慧慧两个人给我设计。
And I give thanks to Brother Zhou Yong and Hui Wen helped me to to present this PowerPoint.
我们再看一遍。啊，好漂亮。
Let me scan through them. It's beautiful.
叫我们在主里面得到这种满足的喜乐。
Let us all possess the joy in the Lord.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
新年的时候，你把这个非常严肃的事情摆在我们面前，叫我们做个蒙福的人。
You give us a serious lesson in the very beginning of the year that we want to be a true disciple of you.
我们要做主的门徒。
And we want to be Lord's disciple.
忠心跟随主。
And follow you faithfully.
而且把这个福音传出去。
And share this gospel to others.
能够成为别人的祝福。
So that others can be blessed through us.
要叫更多的人涌进神的国度。
So that more can enter the kingdom of God.
在教会里面。
In your church.
我们希望能够坐满了更多的人。
And our seats will be filled.
我们谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
主啊，你这样子的装备我们。
You equipped us.
叫我们要殷勤的做。
Let us be diligent.
不要散懒。
Let us don't be.
而不结果子。
Not to be lazy.
我们要做一个进神国丰丰富富的人。
Let's.Enter the kingdom of God richly.
愿主你祝福你的子民。
May you bless your children.
更祝福那些甘心乐意为主受苦受难的。
And bless those who suffer willingly for you.
愿主基督耶稣的慈爱。
May the love of Jesus Christ.
神的恩惠。
The grace of God.
圣灵的感动。
The movement of Holy Spirit.
常常与我们众人同在。
Be with us always.
直到耶稣基督再来。
Till the second coming of Christ.
祷告奉耶稣基督圣名。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.